where you are today and where you want to go. And I'm here to tell you, it just comes down to price. There's a price to pay to become somebody new. There's a price to pay for change. One of the questions that hides behind what people are actually saying is, am I going to make it? Do I have what it takes? When you look into my future, can you see me making it? You all meet minimum requirements. Now, minimum requirements for what? For whatever you want. Is now, if you don't make it, it's on you.
We are built to constantly compare ourselves to other people. We're always thinking of what the other person has and how we are in relation to them. Are we getting as much attention as that other person? It started off when we were children. Are we getting more attention than our siblings from our parents? So we're continually comparing ourselves in rank, in power, in status to the people around us. And this is deep force within us, and it's constant every day, every moment. You don't realize it, but you're going through that.
Who they are. Because if you don't tell yourself who you are, then you'll allow anybody else to tell you who you are. There is something inside of every child. And there's a desire to do something. But it gets lost because you should do this. You should go to school and do this. You should get a good job. And all of a sudden, they'll go to whatever has energy.
Most people don't train their mind and emotions. It's like, I think the most powerful muscles to me are not physical, they're as strong as important as they are. It's like faith is a muscle, courage is a muscle, determination is a muscle, playfulness is a muscle. You know, passion unexpressed weakens. You know, faith untested gets smaller. So I call it deep practice. I'm always pushing myself to the edge, and pushing yourself to the edge makes you stronger.
Because you're a mystery to yourself. You don't know who you are. You have patterns of behavior, and you're not even understanding that. The origin of wisdom, according to the Greeks, was know thyself, right? And I believe that very firmly. That knowledge about who you are is an end in itself and will help you in so many ways become that human being that I think we all have the potential to become.
I like to say that anything that you love as a child is connected to your inner child, which is directly connected to Source.
Being willing to compete with others and to have a self-narrative around striving and pushing and doing more than other people are willing to do, that will feed your soul in a way that I can't convey. And people that are afraid to compete, people that are afraid to lean in, people that are afraid to make huge demands of themselves, they will fall by the wayside. And people that can have that discipline, that get excited about pushing themselves, being accountable, being consistent. Because ultimately, those things lead to an actual outcome.
Every single day, you got to feed and strengthen your mind. Until you do that, you're always going to be in fear. Because fear is automatic. The human brain...
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal. And we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's designed for survival. It's not designed for success. Your brain is not designed to make you happy. That's your job. I have made a decision that I'm going to live my life where I'm going to live in a beautiful state every day, no matter what. Even if it rains on my parade, even if people do things that are unjust. The reason is because in a beautiful state, just like you teach pig steak, everything flows. You think of the lousy states as suffering states. Then you can end suffering just by ending the state.
I left everything that I loved to do as a child, that's when I said I felt like something is missing the most. As soon as I started doing everything that I loved, there was a surge of power, a surge of confidence. I wasn't insecure anymore because the emotion that had the most dominance in my thought process and in my heart process was actually being paid attention to.
So normally when we feel an emotion or we have an idea, we don't examine it. We just assume that's you know, just natural. We came up with that on our own. I want you every single day to be examining yourself and to look at yourself. Why do I have that idea? Why am I feeling this sudden emotion? And it's not easy. It can take time and it can take a degree of introspection that you're not comfortable with. But if you begin to look at yourself and question, why do I feel this way? And examine it and look at perhaps other sources of it, then you can begin this process of understanding instead of just simply accepting that you feel or have this certain idea.
But the antidote to suffering, the antidote of loss, less never, is appreciation. I always tell people, trade your expectation for appreciation for a lifetime. I realized that all I had to do was have my phone to be stressed. If that's true, my happiness is so cheap.
Look, you're not going to hit it every day. There's going to be days where you're off. There's going to be days where you're weak. Weak. But if that day, instead of shitting yourself, instead of saying, I wasn't weak today, what are you talking about? If that day you can own it and you say, yeah, I was weak today and I'm not going to be weak tomorrow, but I'm not afraid to face that. I'm not afraid to accept that I'm not perfect. I'm not afraid to look in the mirror and say today was a bad day, that I didn't make myself proud today. But that shouldn't diminish who you are. It shouldn't diminish your view of yourself. Why? Because it wouldn't serve you.
Where people realize that their purpose is not out, their purpose is in as the highest version of themselves.
Deciding for yourself, where do you want to go? And what price are you willing to pay to get there? Guys, the struggle is guaranteed. The struggle is guaranteed. The struggle is guaranteed. The success is not.